Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, what is going on? It is your man, Greg Squirrel, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Hope everybody's having a good week. Sorry, we missed our last two shows. Schedule just been real hectic, but we are here tonight, and we want you to be a part of it too. If there's something you want to talk about sports related, it doesn't matter if it's NFL, NBA, baseball, pro wrestling, MMA, you name it, we will talk about it. And call on in here. The phone number, 914-205-5448. Once again, that phone number, 914-205-5448. Hey, a lot of stuff going on at the sports world tonight. I was just kind of glancing over. We got some baseball going on, got some NFL going on. So, you know, I think the playoffs started today. And, you know, I think NBA preseason has started. So, just a lot of great stuff to talk about. And like I say, want you to be a part of it. Man, the phone lines are lighting up already. 287-9912. Who do you got on the line here on the Greg Squirrel Show tonight?
Well, hello, Gregory. How are you?
Well, it's Granny Hulkster. What's going on, baby girl?
Yes. Oh, I just thought I'd call and listen to the show tonight.
Well, we sure appreciate that, as always. What's going on in the world of local, regional, pro wrestling?
Well, I know several shows over, I believe there is a BCW show over in Guthrie, Oklahoma, Saturday night. Terry Pantera's group of wrestlers. I know NAW is doing a independent wrestling show at Dry Creek. I'm not sure exactly where that is at in Oklahoma. I know it's kind of like out in the way. And I know next week they're doing another show at the Chewy Community Center. Next Saturday is WFC's sixth year anniversary show at the Claremont
Community Center.
So,
and then I know there's Mid-South or New Mid-South, whatever they want to call it over there near Oklahoma City, Mike Crawford and that group. Oklahoma, they got a big thing going
Oklahomania.
Oklahomania, yeah.
I think this is Oklahomania too. Sting's going to be there, and my goodness, I don't know all the lineup. I would have loved to been there to see that show.
But virtual smorgasbord of some of the legends in pro wrestling going to be there. Like you said, Sting's going to be there. I think I heard Chavo Guerrero might make an appearance. You know, I've just heard several names throughout the week. I think Jim Ross may try to make an appearance over there. And just a lot of good stuff going on. Then, of course, Saturday is Hell in a Cell.
Mm-hmm. Sunday.
Sunday, WWE and the boys. I guess the big main event. The two big matches I'm really interested in is the Shinsuke Nakamura Jinder Mahal match. Interested in that. And then, of course, everybody's interested in the Shane McMahon, Kevin Owens Hell in a Cell match.
Oh, yes.
And this is just my, this is just me, my personal opinion. But if I was to form a tag team, I would love to put Kevin Owens and team him up with our personal friend, Mr. Saturday Night Michael Berry. If those two could not pass, if those two could not pass for brothers, I don't know who.
Oh my. Oh my.
What do you think of Granny Hulkster? What is your opinion on?
Well, you know, I'm not a really big, huge Kevin Owens fan. I never have been.
Well,
but
I don't think anybody is.
Joe, I don't know about that one, Greg. I'm just going to leave that one alone because I've known Mr. Saturday Night a very, 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 very long time, for many years. He is a personal friend of ours, and he is like family. And, yes, I've given him grief over the years, you know, when he's been the heel, but, you know, he's been the baby face too, so, you know, it's...
Right.
But comparing him with Kevin Owens, I'm just like, oh. I don't know about that one.
Ever since Kevin Owens came on the scene, I have just really thought that. I said, man, if there is ever a tag team, right, if you wanted to pull a brother tag team, put them together, because you got to admit, that there's a strong resemblance between the two when you sit back and look at them.
Well, yeah, a little bit, but...
Yeah,
I don't know about that one, but like I said, I'm going to leave that one alone. I'm going to leave that
one
alone,
Greg.
Yes, I'm going to leave that one alone.
I mean, I know the Titanic is going down, but I'm just going to hit on the fact that I am happy to see Eli Drake getting a run with the Impact World Championship. I felt for a long time that he was being underutilized, and now they got Eli Drake as the Impact or GFW, whatever they're calling it now. I'm so confused about that promotion anymore. But I was very happy.
I think they're calling it Global Force Wrestling or something like that. I mean,
right? Yeah.
I know Jim Cornette's over it now, and.
But now Cornette's gone.
Oh, is he gone? I didn't watch it tonight, so I didn't.
Yeah,
so I didn't see what happened. But
I get all the rumors, I get all the video or the updates and everything. And yeah, Cornette didn't last too long around there. So,
oh wow.
Another one that could possibly affect another guy that you and me respect is what's going to happen with the NWA now that Billy Corgan of the Smashing Smashing Pumpkins,
I've seen some stories on Facebook. I've seen some articles. I haven't really read up on everything like that. I know a lot of wrestlers. A lot of my wrestling family wrestle for, you know, throughout the NWA, you know. I knew a lot of referees that, you know, referee for the NWA. So I'm not sure how that's going to go down, but I guess time will tell.
Right. Because everybody, you know, a lot of people remember Corgan made a big run to try to get control of Impact, Global Force, whatever you want to call it, and that, you know, for some reason it just didn't work out. So, but now he got his meat hooks in the NWA. So, be anxious to see what happens with that situation.
Yes, it'll be very interesting to see. Oh,
so what
just,
else you got for me, Granny Hook?
Well, let's see. You know, you mentioned football. You know, I'm a very, very happy girl right now because, you know, right now my Kansas City Chiefs are like
4-0.
Let's
talk
and
about the
I
Chiefs.
mean, yes, I mean, I was very, very happy that they beat Washington Monday night.
I was happy when the first game out the bag, they defeated New England.
Oh, I was too. I was too. I was too.
Oh, man. We had that one, and I was just like, okay, this is going to be a fun year with the Chiefs when you come straight out the bag and you beat New England. So, good stuff on here. I want to take a quick time to introduce a new sponsor, and we actually have a commercial for them. We got a new sponsor for the Greg Squirrel Show, the Stadium Shop on Razorback Road. This place is awesome, and local owned and alumni owned here in Fayetteville, Arkansas. They got some neat stuff in here, and if anybody has seen some of the pictures I posted on Facebook, you have seen some of the fantastic clothing merchandise that the Stadium Shop carries. But then they also have pool tables. They got bar stools, bar tables. They got glassware, dart boards. You name it. They got a little bit of everything. And I just wanted to hit on them real quick. You know, the squirrel ran across the room and it caught my attention, but I wanted to hit on them. But, and plus we got their commercial coming up here in about three minutes. We're going to hit their commercial here. We got commercial breaks now.
Oh, wow.
So now that we got it, now we're getting uptown now. Hey, but yeah, I mean, Kansas City, I mean, maybe this is KC's year.
I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so. Santos is hurt. Barry's out for the season. So, you know, we just got to keep everybody healthy.
But, you know, they've been looking good. I mean, just look at them Wednesday or the other night against the Washington. I mean, I'm sitting there. They started to scare me there at the beginning.
I was a little concerned at the beginning, and boy, I was very happy. I was trying to keep it down because, you know, my husband's hours have changed at work, and he goes to bed earlier now, so I was trying to keep it down. You know, I wasn't trying to get too excited here, but I got a little excited there at the end, you know, when we ended up winning it, so.
Right. We're going to have to get you some of that that sound foam stuff, the soundproof. Yeah, we're going to have to build Granny Hulkster a granny cave. So when she's rooting on her cheese, she doesn't keep David awake. And and then she could host about pay-per-view parties.
Oh. Sure, why not?
Hey, Granny Hulkster, you hold on right there. We're going to step out here. We're going to hit a commercial break. Dang, what was that? Oh, I had that up too loud.
Anyway,
we're going to hit a commercial break right here on the Stadium Shop, and we'll be back in about 30 seconds. Don't go nowhere.
Santa Hog. Santa Hog is coming.
Whoa, Dad, don't you think it's a little early for Christmas?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, I probably am right. This is Matt.
And this is Robert Mann. And Hog fans, it may be a tad bit early for Christmas, but we here at Stadium Shop on Razorback Road have been receiving a ton of new Hog gear.
From furniture to man cave stuff to all new clothing, we have Hog fans covered.
So stop by the Stadium Shop at 989 South Razorback Road next to Baum Stadium in Fayetteville.
Or you can shop us online at shoponrazorback.com. That's shoponrazorback.com.
So when do we put up the tree?
Ah, you're such a dad.
Go Hogs.
back here on the Greg Squirrel Show. There you go. You just heard from our new sponsor, Stadium Shop on Razorback Road. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Christmas is just around the corner. And so, hey, go in there, check out some of that great merchandise they have at the Stadium Shop on Razorback Road. All right, we are back here. We got Granny Hulkster on the phone with us. Thank you for holding on there, Granny Hulkster.
That's quite all right.
Yeah, some of those music glitches. I'm going to have to change some of that stuff. Ah. You know, I try to liven up the show and make it a little bit fun, and some of that music's just like, ooh. Hey, so while let's go up here. 10 minutes, 49 seconds left in the fourth quarter. New England 16, Tampa Bay 7. And for all you baseball diehards, the playoffs started tonight. Cleveland 4, Yankees 0.
Okay.
This game, the other American League game, I was kind of, you know, I got to admit, I was kind of torn on the other game tonight because you had Houston, Dallas Keuchel, or I think that's his name, used to pitch at Arkansas, against Boston, Andy Benintendi. And so I was kind of torn on which way I wanted this game to go, but as it turned out, Houston 8, Boston 2. There's some rumors floating around the NFL that two teams are going to be merging.
Mm-hmm. I heard that.
Yes, Tampa Bay is talking about merging with Green Bay Packers, and they're going to call themselves Tampax.
You are so funny. I saw somebody posting that on Facebook the other day, Greg. You are so funny. You are so funny. I saw that. Matter of fact, a good friend of mine actually posted that on his page the other day.
I had to swim with that one. Come on now.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Kind of like Sharknado week, you know. I got to jump in there and swim with the sharks, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, Razorback football. Razorbacks on the road against South Carolina this weekend. Actually predicted to win. So maybe that will get some of these people wanting to get rid of Coach Bielema. Maybe this will satisfy them a little bit if we're able to pull out this victory. People are asking me, what's the Greg Squirrel Show about? People are texting me, what's the Greg Squirrel about? Sports. Duh. Yeah, I actually put that. Duh.
You actually have to listen to find out what the Greg Squirrel Show is all about. If
you
don't
listen,
you won't know what it's about, people.
Exactly. Let's see here. Let me try doing something again here. I'm trying to find my little thing here, and it won't let me go.
I mean, you know, I hosted a Blog Talk radio show for how many years, Greg? You know, that I used to do this.
We had fun on your show.
I mean, I miss it, but, you know, because of personal reasons, health issues, I had to think of me, you know, and I had to really step back, and that was a really hard decision for me to have to do. To do that, but I did it for several years. I mean,
and you know, I had the show before, and kind of like you, you know, we had to family issues, you know, reared their ugly head. So I just kind of had to.
I think that people don't always understand when somebody does a podcast show. How much, number one, how much work is involved in it. Number two, you know,
whoa, wait a minute. There's work involved in this? Oh, hell, I quit.
Well, you can make it in a fun way. You know, you can make it in a fun way.
Fun.
You know, you can make it in a fun way type of work. You know, not necessarily like a job type of work, but there's you know, a lot of responsibility involved, and people don't always understand that. I mean, they say, why do you waste your time with this, or what's in it for you? Or, you know, I've had people actually ask me that, you know, and I'm like, I do it because I enjoy it. I do it because I get satisfaction of being able to talk with people, you know, have a conversation
exactly.
about a certain topic, you
right.
know. I mean, they don't always understand.
Right.
What it involves.
Let's throw the phone number. Yeah, let's throw the phone number out there. Granny Hulkster, if she wants to stay on here, I'm going to let Granny Hulkster be my co-host tonight. Since some other guy who keeps saying he wants to be my co-host never gets on here. So anyway, if you want to call in tonight, phone number 914-205-5448. Right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Call on in here. We'll talk about all kind of sports, and if we don't know the answers, we'll lie about it, make crap up, kind of like NBA officials, you know. Hey, we'll make it more fun. Yes, 914-205-5448, Greg Squirrel Show. I'm excited. I actually booked my first two MMA events for 2018.
I saw that post earlier today where you did that. Congratulations.
Doing my ring announcing, I guess. I made a good enough impression. I didn't screw things up too bad the last shows. So let's hit on it real quick. January, I will be going back to Memphis, Tennessee with Attitude MMA. Looking at about the 20th of January, be going back to Memphis with Attitude MMA. And then March, I'm booking stuff into March already. I'll be going back to Atoka, Oklahoma with Trevor and the crew at On Point MMA. We had their first show over there. Really a good crowd, and these people seem like they got some good heads on their shoulders. They're not going to try to do too much too fast, and just let these promotions grow and nurture as they go along. And I think that's the best way to do it. I've worked with some great MMA promotions in the past that did it that way. You know, they started out slow. I'm talking, 300 people in a small banquet room at the Howard Johnson in Springfield, Missouri. Talking about Adrenaline Fight League, my boy Eric Stevens and the crew up there, you know, started out 350 people in the banquet room at the Howard Johnson in Springfield, Missouri, and now they're pulling 1,000, 1,500 people at the Springfield Convention Center. So, I'm very happy to be a part of Adrenaline Fight League. I've been with them 5+ years now, and it just seems to keep getting better each and every show. I'm surprised you haven't got into MMA, Grandma, Granny Hulkster.
Oh, you know, I can take it or leave it. I mean, I've seen it, you know, I've seen it a few times on TV. It's just not my cup of tea, you know. I mean, I guess if I watched it more than what I did, you know, do, then maybe I would, you know, learn to enjoy it. Nothing against people that do enjoy it, because I know there's a lot of people that do. It's just, you know, not my thing, you know, so.
Well, and that's definitely one of these, and you're definitely right about that, is it's definitely one of those sports that, you know, take it or leave it. You know, a lot of people don't get into that stuff. Some people do. I mean, I guess that's been a good thing about MMA is, you know, they give Vince McMahon a run for his money. I think the last they don't run as many shows as WWE, and especially since the brand split with WWE, it seems like every month you got a pay-per-view going on somewhere. But they did a survey not too long ago, and the UFC pay-per-views and events were pulling double the people, pulling more people than the WWE shows. And I mean, I had a friend that recently went to, I believe it was Monday Night Raw, and he said they were literally having to shift people to make the arena look full because there just wasn't that many people there. And this was for a Monday Night Raw, a Monday Night Raw event, and they were actually shifting the people around to the side of the arena opposite the cameras to make the arena look fuller than what it actually was. And I was very surprised with that. I mean, what do you think about that, Granny Holster?
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree that, you know, they sometimes, you know, I have been to actually one WWE live event ever, you know, and that was in Tulsa a couple of years ago at the BOK Center. I mean, it was a fairly good turnout. I mean, I had never been to a live event. I, you know, always watched it on TV. And we had really good seats, and we really enjoyed ourselves, you know. But, you know, that night in Tulsa, you know, they had a pretty decent turnout. So I don't think they had that problem. But, you know, as far as, you know, having to rearrange people, you know, to make it look fuller, I don't think they had that problem there that night.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what's going on. But like I say, you know, I mean, I've had people – you know, they were even posting pictures on Facebook. And, I mean, when it's getting showtime and they're pulling out the black tarps to tarp off the upper deck, you know, and, you know, so, I don't know. I mean, I think pro wrestling is hurting again. I don't think the Monday Night Raw product is near as good as it used to be. I definitely think SmackDown is doing a better job. They're putting out better stories. But is it time? Here, and I'll address the big gorilla in the room. Is it time for Vince to completely wash his hands, step out of the way, and let Triple H run the show?
You know, I don't know. You know, I mean, I haven't seen, you know, Triple H around for quite a while, and you know, I know he's a very busy man, you know, being involved in everything that he is involved in, you know. So, I really don't know.
Okay.
That's an interesting interesting question.
Well, we're going to discuss this more when I get back. We're coming up at our bottom break. It's looking at 10:30 here on the Greg Squirrel Show. So, we're going to step away, and we'll be back in 30 minutes right here on the Greg Squirrel Show.
Santa Hog is coming.
Whoa, Dad, don't you think it's a little early for Christmas?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, I probably am right. This is Matt.
And this is Robert Mann. And Hog fans, it may be a tad bit early for Christmas, But we here at Stadium Shop on Razorback Road have been receiving a ton of new hog gear.
From furniture to man cave stuff to all new clothing, we have hog fans covered.
So stop by the Stadium Shop at 989 South Razorback Road next to Baum Stadium in Fayetteville.
Or you can shop us online at shoponrazorback.com. That's shoponrazorback.com.
So when do we put up the tree?
Ah, you're such a dad.
Go Hogs.
Back on the Greg Squirrel Show, Greg and my co-host for the evening, Granny Hulkster. Glad to have you on the show with us tonight, Granny Hulkster. So,
well, thank you. Glad to be here.
So before we went to the commercial break, and once again, I want to say thank you to our new sponsor, Stadium Shop, on 989 South Razorback Road in Fayetteville, Arkansas, right next to the DMV, right up the street from the baseball stadium. I mean, if you folks have not been, if you're listening locally and you have, and you're a Razorback fan and you have not been to the Stadium Shop on Razorback Road, you are truly missing something. Like I say, they got a $1,000 hand-cut, hand-carved pool table sitting on the floor. And you have got to come check this thing out. It is beautiful. It's got the red felt on it with the white Razorback cog on it. This is truly a Razorback pool table. And so definitely got to come check this out. They got some bright clothes, Champion, Cutter and Buck, and brand new company out of Canada called Levelwear, doing some really neat stuff. If you've seen some of the pictures, they have what's called the Chrome Series. Beautiful, beautiful men's polos, and they also got in some women's stuff with the Chrome Hog logo, and it does. It looks like chrome, a chrome logo on a golf shirt, and it's really sharp. So, you know, if you're starting to get ready to think about those Christmas ideas for your husband, your boyfriend, significant other, whatever, go check out the Stadium Shop on Razorback Road. Okay. So before the break, before we ran our commercial, the commercial there, I had asked the question, do you think it's time for Vince to just step out of the way and let Triple H run the show? Personally, I think it's been way past due. Because, I mean, you look at what Triple H has been doing at NXT. And that's why everybody's not been seeing a lot of Triple H anymore, because he is the man running NXT. So if you're wondering why the NXT shows are being so much better lately than the regular shows, well, that's why, because you actually have a guy that's been in the ring running the show. We got a caller. We got a 405 area code. 405 area code, you're with Granny Hulkster and Greg of the Greg Squirrel Show. Who do we got with us tonight?
Oh, my God, it's Terry Pantera. Who do you think it is with a 405 area code?
Hey, Terry, you know, I got friends all over the place, brother, so I have to ask that.
Don't lie to me. Lie to me, Greg. He's got friends all over the place.
You mean the check didn't clear? You mean to check us if you didn't clear?
Nah, hell, I never even got it.
Oh, okay. Oh, maybe that's why. Good. Never mind.
I forwarded it to Puerto Rico. They needed the help.
There you go. Well, we got Granny Hulkster, and you know, Terry, you got your promotion over there, and so I had laid the question on Granny Hulkster. You know, we've been talking about WWE and their live events and everything. And being a man in that position, is it time for Vince to just step aside, slip silently into retirement, and let Triple H run the show?
No, absolutely not. just for one simple reason. Triple H is busy running his family right now. Triple H is good to come back for, he proved it this last run, for a couple times and put a whole bunch of asses in the seat, but week to week he can't do it. Nor can Vince.
Right.
But Vince is more likely to put asses in the seat if they know he's going to be there than Triple H at this point. But Shano's Max putting more asses in the seat than both of them at this point, too. I mean, so.
Right. And it's like I was telling Brandi Holster, you know, Triple H, Stephanie, they got the family, they have all the work they do. But then Trips also has NXT that he's in charge of.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, he's trying to run NXT and do everything else. The man's overwhelmed. So ask him to step in and be on air all the time. I just don't see happening.
No. I'm not saying being on the air all the time. Put him behind the scenes and let him run the full show.
Well, then he would be pissed off because he don't like half the writers.
Right.
But the only way you're going to get Vince out of that position of making the final judgment call on people is, unfortunately, when he passes away, I'm sure, or becomes completely senile.
Right. I mean, because, you know, I've heard the rumors, just kind of like everybody else, that, you know, there's so many wrestlers that have been, you know, Triple H has done a great job building these guys up. But then it's like they get to the main wrestlers with all this hype behind them that Triple H has built these guys. But then when they get under Vince on the main rosters, it's just like they go splat. And
they
don't
go splat. They get splatted simply because Vince, for years, everybody knows this, and he's proven it with Roman Reigns, pushing. And Brock Lesnar and, you know, those guys. Vince wants the big body, big muscle guys. He doesn't see a future in the smaller people, which, you know, it's kind of a half and half deal there. 405 Live, it's fallen on its face. Come on, you put the belt on Enzo Amore. Why? Because he can get heat and none of your other guys can. Yeah, they can wrestle. They can.
Right.
No, let me rephrase that. They can flip flop around and do aerials all day.
Yeah,
but
you know,
they can't get heat.
You know, I have never watched an episode of 205 Live.
Neither have I.
I mean, I just don't. I don't know. I just something about it, because I guess I'm old school. I grew up watching guys like Dusty Rhodes, Flair, Ronnie Garvin, Ricky Steamboat. You know, that's what I grew up watching. And,
speaking of old school, you know, everybody's talking about NWA going downhill, right? They're done.
Right.
And Billy Corgan can say whatever he wants, but they're done. So, have you heard what's happened?
I have
in the last 72 hours. You might want to go on my Facebook and look. There's been a new alliance formed that I'm not sure of everybody involved. It's United Wrestling Alliance. But I do know Top of Texas. A lot of former NWA companies are in on it. I'm not going to say that. I almost said the better ones. But those that still want to see this, and what we're doing is puts us all under one insurance umbrella policy, which opens up a lot of doors, puts us all under one big bond, which opens up a lot of doors, and brings us bigger names, and we will share talent, and it's not like NWA where one guy's running it. There are 10 of us in the driver's seat, and it's a majority rule.
Right.
Who's sitting there going, what the hell just happened? Yeah.
Right.
So,
now you got 10 people to point fingers at. Well, you wanted this.
Right.
You wanted this. You wanted this. You know.
Right. Well,
well
no,
cool.
Anything that we do will come up for vote, and we're talking with Australia. We're working with Australia, and I think there's talks with other places. You know, we got people all the way from Pennsylvania to New York to California to Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, and of course Oklahoma. You know,
for sure.
So, yeah.
Well, that is cool.
So
I did see something about that, and I was going to try to do some more investigating on it before I went all out and threw it out there on the
right.
show. But so I'm glad
right.
you called in and kind of filled in. So you pretty much feel, and you know I feel bad for Tim Storm in this situation because I know Tim has busted his butt.
Yes, he has.
He finally got a chance to run with the belt, and I think he's been doing a great job representing the NWA. I know he's had some great matches.
Absolutely.
All over
Tim Storm is an amazing individual in and out of the ring, you know. I've only got to spend limited time with him at the Red Bastion Shootout and other places like that, but yeah, Tim Storm, I think, got the rawest end of the whole NWA thing going down. I really believe that. You know.
Right.
But
Granny Hulkster, you got anything out there, Granny Hulkster, you want to talk to Terry about?
Well, I was just listening and enjoying your all's conversation. How are you doing, my friend? It's been a long time, Terry, since we've talked.
I'm doing well. You need to carry your butt to Guthrie, Oklahoma this weekend.
Well, I can't this weekend because I have a previous obligation, but I did mention your show at the beginning of the show when I came on Greg's show.
Awesome.
I mentioned your show for you.
Thank you. I know you're always good at keeping up with those. See, Greg, I had to stick on the radio with her for 2 years, wasn't it? Well, I'm glad.
Longer than that.
I'm
and then
glad
you turned over, and then you, when I stepped down, you start hosting the show. So, you know, we've known each other a long time.
Yeah, we have, and you know, wrestling's on an upswing. Independent wrestling is on an upswing right now. And what have people been yelling for 20 years? They want them back. They want the territories back. It's not exactly what we'll be doing, but close. You know, close. But, Greg, you do some more research on that. And how have you been? I see you've lost a lot of weight in the past couple of years.
Well, I've been trying. I mean, I'm just
You've
trying
done
to do
well.
What I do. Living the dream, you know. I'm not down to where I want to be, but you know, as they say, I'm not down to my fighting weight. But
we've got a problem with that because as you lose it, I seem to have been gaining it. About that.
But you know,
send that over to somebody that ain't ever.
Right. But you know, I'm doing the ring announcing. I've been traveling all over the place. You know, in the last 3 weeks. I've been in Memphis, Tennessee, announcing MMA fights over there. I've been to Atoka, Oklahoma, MMA debut in Atoka, Oklahoma, and the crowd just ate it up. And matter of fact, both of those promotions contacted me today for 2018. So starting to lay out my travel plans for 2018. And of course, I have my MMA promotion up in Springfield, Missouri. I've been ring announcing for them for 5 years, and we're still going strong with them. So just having
you
fun.
Should,
I mean,
you should check with Rage in the Cage out of Oklahoma City, Mike Crawford. I don't know if you know him or not. He owns Mid-South Wrestling.
I have talked to Mike in the past, and I haven't talked to him lately. But he has mentioned about possibly bringing me in on some of his events because, you know, I also have the sound system. I have the fighter entrance that I can set up, the archway with the lights and the fog machines. I mean, I got a little bit of everything. So,
you do that because I take care of his music for him. So that would make it pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I just download it on a computer and plug it in.
Well, that's me. I have everywhere I go, I have people, what software do you use to run the music? And I show them the software I use. It's a whole lot easier than some of that stuff out there. I guarantee that.
You know what I've found out? You're not getting any better sound out of the thing than the sound cards are going to put out. And of course, you're going to run it through a mixer anyway. I just run it straight through Windows Media, put an icon on the desktop. Each fight has each guy's little icon. Click it and go, click it and go, click it and go, click it and go.
Right.
And they're out of the way, and they're right there. You can't screw that up. I had to do that, though, because the wrestlers, everyone's wanting to run, what is that, virtual DJ where you got to drag and pull? Man, it's right there.
Right.
All you got to do is put the mouse on and click it.
The program I use... and it's called Sports Sound Pro. And I have been using this software going on 10 years now.
I mean, check into that. I don't like this new stuff out there. I just like it easy, simple, fast.
Check out Sports Sound Pro, because the thing I like about it is you can actually save, you know, you set up pages. So, like, I could set up one page for your promotion, and then I could set up another page for MMA promotion, and then another page.
So, if you had two back-to-back like I do this weekend, you could just flip the other page open, and you've got everything laid out there, right?
Exactly. And what I do, a lot of the promotions I work with, the promoters give me really good leeway, and so I'll get with the fighters, and I'm serious with them. I give them a deadline to get me their music.
Oh yeah, but
you
look,
know,
here in Oklahoma with the Athletic Commission, you also have to listen to that every one of them songs, or at least pull the lyrics up and look at the lyrics. If there's anything it can't play, then you're going back and changing.
Exactly.
And these guys, I guess
exactly.
They don't know what the music has in it. Every time, 95% of them send me crap I can't play.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, that's
you
nice
get
thing.
Give me
that's
something different.
Thing. Yeah, that's the nice thing about having my DJ business, because, you know, I've had my own DJ business for 17 years now, 18 years now.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting coming up in June. And, so I can get the clean version. So I don't worry about that too much. If the fighter sends me a music, if I know
there's some that don't have clean versions, I promise you. We had a guy send us a song. Oh, there was a clean version for it, but it sounded like the Titanic sending out Morse code when they were sinking. It was that song, Get Out the Way, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's only three words in that song. I mean, and one of them you can't play.
Right.
So, yeah,
right.
It was, and he argued with me until the day of the fight, and I was like, I ain't playing it, man.
That's
here
what I'm doing, you know.
They'll jerk my promoter's license even though I'm only doing the music.
Exactly.
They'll jerk my wrestling
promoter's
license. It's like, that ain't happening, man.
I guess that's why the promoter, Eric Stevens, is the promoter I'm talking about, Adrenaline Fight League up in Springfield, Missouri, and he puts everything in my hands, which is how I want it, you know, because
yeah,
I know the
that's
rules.
That's how Crawford does too.
You know, and because I know the rules. And that's how I want it. So I want the fighters sending me their music. If I don't have their music by a particular date, whatever date I set, then they come out to whatever I pick. And if they don't
that's just... You know the best one for that is bring them out to It's Raining Men. They will never be late with their music again. Never.
No, I got one better than that. And I actually did this in Fort Smith, Arkansas. I was doing music for tribal, or not tribal promotions. I can't remember the name of the promotions. But I was doing a show in Fort Smith, Arkansas. There's a fighter named Garrett Cox. This, you know, the guy is all 5'4", and a pink mohawk. And so I'm setting up for the show and everything and working on music, and he keeps coming over. Man, you make sure you got my song. Make sure you got my song. Finally, after about the fifth or sixth time, I called him on it. I said, Garrett, I'm working on your music. I've got your music you want, but if you come over here and you meant say that to me one more time, I'm going to scrap your music, and you're going to come out to whatever I play. Well, sure enough, he thought he was going to call my bluff on it. So sure enough, it came time for his fight, because I got my DJ there running the music. I'm in the ring announcing. Uh-huh. Well, I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, bring to the cage Garrett Cox. Guess what I had in play for him?
What?
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Wow. Life of plastic.
You're horrible. Was he pissed?
I told him. Oh, he was pissed, but I told him. I said, he got into my face. He got in my face after the show, and I said, Garrett, I told you to quit bugging me about your music. And you pissed me off, so
wow.
He just say I don't have that I don't have that problem with them anymore. And the guys don't argue with me.
Mm-mm.
You know, those guys up in Springfield, they don't argue with me because they know I'm putting messages on their the promotion website every couple of days. Here's the updated list. I still need music from these guys.
Right.
Music still needs to be turned in by this date, or you're coming out to whatever I pick. And
right.
I still have a couple of them that try to sneak stuff by me, but like I say, my DJs.
They do.
My DJs that come to events with me, they know the rules just like I do, and I tell them, the first time you hear a cuss word, you kill that song and you throw on something else.
Right.
And so, I mean, I applaud them for trying to make events family friendly, and I guess that has a part to do with it. I mean, you'll hear that stuff in UFC and Bellator. You may hear some undesirable language in some of the music, but you know, you get these smaller promotions, and you know. But anyway,
well, you know, down here it's the Athletic Commission that's up your butt. You know, they have one person sitting there listening to music. But
oh yeah, we
it's
had
crazy.
That. I had that happen in Atoka, Oklahoma, and it was my first. This wasn't my DJ company doing the music. They had another guy doing the music, and I told him, I said, "Hey man, if you hear any foul language, you better kill that music, or the Athletic Commission's going to come back and talk to you." And sure enough, I'm standing there in the cage, and all of a sudden I'm hearing shit, damn, fuck, bitch, whatever, you know. And I see the little Athletic Commission girl. She immediately gets up and she walks back and starts talking to him. And
that'd have been
like,
a blonde-headed lady, huh? Yep.
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah, she's on that every time.
Oh, yeah. she got up and she went back there and talked to him, and I was like, hey, dude, I warned you.
Well, let me ask
me, dude,
you
I
something.
Warned you.
Right?
Well, I'll
you're
try to
you know. You know everything. Is Saw ever going to reopen?
I haven't talked to them in years. I went to one of their shows in Alma, Arkansas. Had a real good experience with them.
Yeah, we were there.
And Brian Black. And it's just like they disappeared.
Yeah, Robbie tried to do something and go behind Brian or something, I don't know, and they got a little crossways, and then Brian's had some health issues, but my understanding was they were going to be back up and running by now, and that was just a few months ago, so I don't know.
I haven't seen or heard anything out of them. I mean, there's a lot of great promotions that were going strong that, you know, I mean, perfect example was TCW, and Granny Hulkster can probably hit on that better than I am. You know, they were
I
going
know
really
what
good
happened
there.
With TCW. I'm friends with Matt, and I think he made a great decision in closing. I think he did.
And all of a sudden, they're
other people
all
may
of a sudden
not like
gone.
It. But yeah, Matt's done really well. Was doing really well with NWA, and he's still doing really well with other stuff. I mean, people don't know it, but do you know where Matt Riviera's very first match was?
I have no clue.
Poto, Oklahoma for BCW Pro Wrestling.
Really? Cool.
Yeah, yeah, when Bruce Sharp was trying to get me to join NWA last year, he's like, I can get you Matt, and da-da-da-da, and I'm like, well, I know Matt personally, and Matt had his first match with us. Maybe. I guess he was there, and he said, what? And Matt's like, yep. So,
yeah.
You know,
well, cool.
We're the ones
well,
who
you know, Greg,
Matt,
a lot of the former TCW guys wrestle for CWA Wrestle Rage now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
And that's going that's going pretty well, I guess. They're going to be having their fourth show January 13th back at the Maumelle Event Center.
Right, right.
For a little
and
boy
I
named
like
Alex.
I like to see other people doing well, because if they are, it gives the guys more places to work. I mean, right now, we're killing it down here. I'm not going to lie. We've had up to 1,000 people. Or seven. No, that's
awesome.
Not true. About 800 people. We average 4 to 5. But, hey, you know, we're in a town of 20,000. We're in a town smaller than Poto. So
right. Let
that sink in for a minute. And forces with NAW, then that's going to open us up to Fight TV. We've already got a deal there. It's amazing what has happened. And everyone says, oh, y'all threw this together. No, me, Robert Langdon, and Jack have been talking for probably a year or two and do this. So. Gonna be interesting. Be a hell of a ride, you know.
All
I
right.
can't tell you. Andrew Anderson's involved. I know that, and it's gonna be cool. But y'all have to come down and see us. Granny Hulkster don't even like me no more. Ever since you gotta understand.
I do still like you, Terry. I still
ought
do
to.
Like
she still
you.
Still got
and
my money, and what's interesting?
Hey,
I
tried to give it to you there in Oklahoma City, and you wouldn't take it. So, you know, I tried to give it to you in Oklahoma City that time, and you wouldn't take it. So,
you
no,
might need to mail it
tell,
to me. I know it's,
please,
it's less than
please
the same.
Please tell everybody Saturday that Granny says hello and that I miss them all. And
oh,
hell,
they don't even know who
again,
you are. We
so.
Got a whole different roster. No, I'm joking.
Well, Paige knows who I am, and Mikey
oh, no,
and Fred
he,
knows who
he,
I am.
He quit drinking, so he don't remember anything.
Well, I'm sure Father Patch still remembers Granny, so.
I'll tell everybody.
No, just tell everybody I said hello. So, and I would like to come see one of your shows. I really would. So.
We got another big
Granny,
one coming up in April. So.
Well, Granny Hulkster, here's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to coordinate our schedules. So, next time Terry and his crew has one of their shows. That you know, we'll just have to rent a big van and carpool over there, and we're just going to have to crash the show, you know.
I still remember the idea that Padge had at one time, and I couldn't believe that he actually wanted me to do it. But he says, Granny, it would be so ironic because nobody would think of you ever doing that. And
you gotta remember,
he was
drinking back then.
Well, yeah, true. But he wanted Granny to turn heel. He was gonna have me in the audience, and then he was gonna bring me in the ring, and I was gonna something about being his mother or something, or I don't remember now even the storyline that he had.
You know,
that
would have ruined
but...
you forever. No one needs to admit that they birthed that child.
I know. I told Padge. I said, Now, Granny has never been healed. Granny will never be healed. And he says, but Granny, he says, nobody would expect you to turn heel. And I said, I can't do that. That's just not me, Pat. I'm not going to do that.
Speaking of Pat, now I'm looking up on my wall and I almost forgot. You know, he was pretty raw when he came to us at BCW 3 years ago. He was good, but he was still raw. Guess who he had the opportunity to wrestle September 23rd? WWE superstar Charlie Haas. They had a hell of a match. They really
That's
did.
Awesome.
Wow.
So, yeah, we had Abyss, Charlie Haas, ODB on the card. It was pretty cool.
Wait a minute. Was Jackie there?
Jackie.
His wife, Jackie Gaeta.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, okay. Damn.
No.
Okay. Never mind.
Just those three. Charlie had his kids with him. Charlie's always at the Mid-South shows at the casino. So.
Right.
And
well, guys, hey, it has been real. It's been real. It's fun, but we got to start shutting things down now. But
all right,
I want to appreciate Terry calling in. You got an open line. Anytime you want to talk about your shows you got coming up, you're more than welcome to call in. And of course, Granny Hulkster. I'm probably gonna have to name Granny Hulkster my new permanent co-host since.
No. I will call in occasionally.
That man is a serious glutton for punishment. He is, I'm telling you.
Greg, huh? nothing personal, but I really do not want to co-host a radio show. I enjoy just calling in occasionally and talking to people.
Every time you turn on the damn show. She'll be there.
Pretty much.
Were. Yeah,
not every time. No, not every time. There's been times where I haven't called in. But Terry, it was great talking to you and hearing your voice again, my friend. It's been a long time. So.
Well, anytime you need someone, Greg, just call me. Save that number. Now you got my number. So.
All right, Terry, I got your brother. Hey, guys, this is
right,
the
there we go.
Show. It has been a blast right here. Terry Pantera, Granny Hulkster, and, of course, Greg. We're getting out of here. We will see you Sunday night, 10 o'clock, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. So everybody just hang out, be good, love one another, and we will talk to you Sunday night right here on the Greg Squirrel Show.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
it
though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.